is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The transcribed story of the patron saint of those in despair, Saint Jude.
Jude Thaddeus, a man we encountered only by chance, a life that touched ours only for a brief few moments. But for you who despair, listen. I remember how twilight had softened the sounds and shadows of the city of Edessa. I remember the early evening fires of the caravans lighting the hills above the river Euphrates. I remember the portico of the palace where I still worked on the portrait of Alterion. To the world, Alterion was ruler of Edessa. To me, he was the foster father who had educated me, guided me, encouraged my talent for art. And I lingered over his portrait, intent upon a flawless work. Then it began, so simply and yet so swiftly.
Basil, I want to see the portrait now.
But the light is poor here.
Hold the lamp over there.
But Alterion, in this light,
give me the lamp.
Watch out, the flame.
I see it.
The flame burned your hand.
My hand? It's turning red. My hand, it's red.
But you must have felt... What did you feel?
Nothing.
But the skin is raw.
I feel nothing now, nothing at all. Basil, why do you look at me so?
Sit down here.
Why do you look at my face?
No reason.
There must be a reason.
I thought I saw a shadow across your left cheek. Why are you holding the sleeves of your robe closed?
Am I?
Alterion, why don't you want me to see your arms?
Stop questioning me.
Are there white splotches? Sores on your arm?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. Roll back your sleeve.
Very well.
Oh, no. Oh.
I've concealed my arms for weeks. I was so sure the sores would get better, disappear. Instead, they got worse. They look so unclean. Basil, why do you move away from me?
Forgive me.
You don't think... You surely don't think...
I can't think. I can't think at all.
You're looking at me as if I were loathsome.
No,
Yes, you look at me as if I were... I can't say it. It's impossible. I'm not a pauper from the dirty streets. I'm a king.
Alterion.
It can't happen.
Yes, Alterion, it has happened.
The king of Edessa, the king. A leper. Why do you draw farther away from me?
Forgive me.
How can I blame you? You think I haven't seen people run from those creatures in the hills? Think I don't remember the tragic sound of their bell? One day, Nerissa and I... Nerissa. My own wife. Basil, I'll never see her again.
Nerissa loves you more than life itself.
The first time in my life, I'm afraid.
Oh, but you're strong. You've always had strength.
What kind of strength would give a man courage to face a living death? The portrait, I'd completely forgotten it. The things that were important to me only an hour ago. Gold, silver, jewels, power. Even Nerissa. None of them can help me now. The world holds nothing of value for me.
Valkyrie, then put the dagger away.
Did you think I would use it? No, I've not even strength to do that. We're both cowards, aren't we, my son? You didn't dare take one step toward me to remove the dagger from my hand.
Altirian, I promise you, I will try to find help for you. Somehow, somewhere, there must be hope.
Hope? For one who is beyond human help?
Somehow.
If you ever find reason for me to hope, return. And return swiftly.
Let me go to him.
I haven't told you.
You told me he's ill. If he's ill, I must go to him. Altirian is my husband.
Nerissa, I beg
you. Let me go into the room. If he's ill, he needs me.
Nerissa, come back.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't let me.
His face. It was dreadful. Why did you let me see him?
You insisted.
I thought he was ill.
He is ill.
You call that illness? No. It's a curse, that's what it is. A pestilence.
But you're not the first woman to see...
His face. It was so awful. In all my life, I've never loved any man but Altirian. He was all that mattered in the world. Now, I want to get away from here. I want to go at once.
Nerissa, we must help him.
Help him?
Yes, somehow.
You don't mean stay here.
I hadn't quite thought...
Of course you haven't thought. That's obvious.
But he needs us, Nerissa.
Basil, you're inhuman. You want me to run the risk of my face becoming like his?
But if he...
You ask me to stay here and watch him rot away...
Not the way of the world, is it?
What else is there but the world?
I don't know.
It's time for both of us to protect our own lives.
And if he needed us...
He doesn't need anyone. He's a living corpse.
And still my foster father. And your husband.
He was my husband. If you're wise, you'll leave here now as I will, as every servant and slave will do when they know. You've your own life to lead.
If I could use it to help him...
Have you ever heard of help for a leper?
No. Have you?
Why? Yes.
What?
I just remembered a tale.
What tale?
Oh, it was nothing. Gossip from a slave, a serving maid I had. Reba, she was a Jewess from a place called Galilee.
I know Galilee. It's close to Samaria and Judea, Roman provinces.
She entertained me with stories of a Galilean. A man called Jesus. He cured blindness and raised people from the dead.
And made lepers clean?
It was fiction, pure fiction. She undoubtedly had a very vivid imagination. She even had delusions about it being some sort of god. She called him... A Messiah.
Messiah. I too once had a servant who spoke of a Messiah. He said, when the Messiah comes, the Jews will take their rightful place in the world.
There. Now you see how absurd that is?
His name was Jesus?
Basil, you don't really believe.
I believe nothing. But I shall go to Galilee.
You're a fool. A fantastic, fruitless search after a man who probably doesn't exist. You're just a fool.
Wait, Nerissa. How long ago did you hear these tales?
All of 12 months. Long enough for an earthquake to have devoured Galilee and everyone in it. I shall not see you again. You're acting on a wild dream.
Hmm. But if it isn't a dream, if such a man does exist...
Basil!
Well, Tyrion! You heard?
Yes, I heard. Go to the center of the terrace. Lift out the center stone. It's loose. Concealed under it are two priceless pearls. Take them. Go to Galilee. Every man has his price.
The swift hoofs of my horse beat upon the trail beyond the river Euphrates, west across windswept mountains into Syria, south to Damascus, south across the river Jordan, and into Galilee. But in Galilee I was sent to Samaria, and in Samaria I was sent to Judea. Then when I said aloud, Jesus the Galilean, the answers were troubled and vague. By that time I had come near Jerusalem, to an inn at the foot of a hill in Bethania.
The Galilean? The one called Jesus? Oh, yes, I've seen him, heard him, too. Couldn't help hearing him in these parts.
Yes, then you
Striking
can help...
appearance. You'd pick him out of a crowd anywhere. Odd, too. Only the son of an artisan, at least that's what they say. Just a carpenter from someplace up in Galilee. Nazareth, I think it was.
Yes.
I never did like Galileans myself, but as
yes,
I
but
say...
But you said he was here. Now, he preached here.
Oh, my, yes. Stood at the side of the road, told fables. Fables with a sort of moral ending to them. Pretty good, some of them. Others pretty silly. Like loving your enemies and giving up your life for your fellow man.
He said that? He said a man should give his life for another?
Yeah, pretty silly, isn't it? Catch me giving my life for a Samaritan of all people. Look out for yourself, that's what I say.
Where could I go to hear him?
Hear him? Oh, you can't hear him.
Why not?
Because he was arrested. That's why not.
Arrested? But if he was only talking to people...
And doing all sorts of other fantastic things, curing lepers...
And he did cleanse the leper.
One. My dear man, 10 of them.
Oh.
10, mind you. And he was creating popular disorder. That's what Pontius Pilate said.
Well,
and don't try to disagree with the Roman governor.
And he's in prison.
Prison? Why, he was condemned to death for blasphemy. He was crucified.
Dead?
Dead as the two thieves on either side of him.
Oh, I've come a long way. I came just to see him.
Must be very important to you.
Very.
Traveled many months, eh?
From beyond the river Euphrates.
An Easterner. Always heard Easterners have lots of money.
Well, it's too late.
I could do a great deal with a few gold pieces.
What do you mean?
I mean what I said. A few gold pieces might be useful. Now, I always say a man who wants something bad enough will pay a good price for it.
Yes, here, take them. Take them all.
That's better, much better. Come outside here.
Yes.
Closed doors tell no tales. There. Now look down the road.
Huh?
You see the tall man under the tree? That's a man from Galilee, Jude Thaddeus. And he's a follower of this Jesus.
And I could ask him?
Ask nothing. Do as I say if you're wise. Now, that short fellow over there at the well, that's Jude's brother, James. When he finishes getting his drink at the well, they'll join up. And wherever they go, you join them. Where they go, you'll find their master.
But you said he was dead.
Some say he's been seen alive.
That's incredible.
My dear man... Everything the Galilean did and said was incredible. Well, there come the other followers. I'll wager they're having some sort of gathering up there.
I'll go after them.
But take my advice. Keep out of sight. Hug the bushes at the roadside. And that's a mighty heavy bag you've got over your shoulder.
Oh, I'm an artist. I keep my drawing tablet and my materials there.
Uh-huh. Won't be likely you'll draw anything up there. Just a hill.
Well, I'll take it along.
And mind, don't let them see you.
Yes.
I'm very grateful to you.
Some folks believe anything. Anything at all.
I followed the men. 10 of them now. Perhaps 11 or 12. At the summit, they stopped. Then one stood above the others on a rock. His lips moved, but I could hear no sound. But suddenly a light seemed to shine upon his face. It was he. It must be he. The one called Jesus. His face was radiant with joy and love and compassion. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. If I could draw his face. I reached for my tablet. I bent forward to make my sketch. But just as I began, the entire hill was flooded with a dazzling blaze. And then there was a great crash.
The light. Where is the light? I can't see.
Rest, my friend. Don't try to move yet. Rest.
Where am I? I can see. And it was only for a moment. For a moment that I was blinded on the hill.
That's where I found you. On the hill.
Yes. I know you. You're the man called Jude Thaddeus. Where is he?
Where is
the one you call Jesus?
He has ascended to his rightful place. Beside his Father in heaven.
You mean he's gone?
Only from the sight of men.
You're speaking in riddles. If he's gone, how shall I find him?
Perhaps you've already found him.
How do you mean?
By your dress. You have come a long way.
From Edessa to search for the man called Jesus.
Why?
I heard that he could cure lepers. My foster father is a leper.
And you believed that my master could help him?
Yes. I know it now. From the beginning, I'd put my hope in him. And when I saw him there on the hill, then I was sure of it.
That is how you found him. Where there is charity and sacrifice and devotion, there will he be in your midst.
Why, you still speak in riddles.
If you will remain in Judea, I shall teach you the lessons of my master.
But if I can't bring him to Edessa...
To his followers, the Master has given power to teach, to preach, to heal.
Then you will come to Edessa. Alterion will give you wealth, jewels. Here, I have pearls with me. I'll give you those.
And what would I do with them?
Enjoy them as any man would.
For how long?
A lifetime.
And then?
Then? That's the end?
Oh, you are wrong, my friend. That is but the beginning. Tell me, is gold or silver of use now to your king? And then answer this. If he were not cured, what would help him to live through the rest of his days?
Something to give him hope, but that... Oh, yes, I see it now. The man whose face had compassion in its every line, he could never leave the world. Never leave someone like Alterion without the promise of something yet to come.
You have learned your first lesson, my friend.
And you met me when I despaired. And you've already given me hope. If you could do the same for my king...
One day I will come to Edessa.
When?
When I am needed.
But I've told
you... You have told me of a king who values the world and the things of the world before everything else. When he has prepared his heart to receive Jesus, the Son of God, then will I come. I will teach you, and you will teach him. I will teach you how it is good at times to suffer for the master. Then a man learns to know the world for what it is. Then he begins to value the riches of heaven. He learns to die to the world, that he may live with the Lord for all eternity.
I listened, and I learned, and I loved. And then I remembered what Alterion had said.
Where you have reason for me to hope, return, and return swiftly.
And I returned as I'd come, along the dusty roads of Judea and Samaria and Galilee, and across the river Jordan to Syria. And then I made my way north and east across the river Euphrates, the palace in Edessa. The gardens were deserted, untended, grown with weeds. The halls were empty, and the dust was thick in the rooms. And in the darkest corner of the darkest room, I found him.
Who's there?
It's I, Basil.
Get out. Go away.
Alterion, I said I'd find help for you.
The Galilean? You found him? Where is he?
But let me explain.
He's not here. He never existed.
He existed. He lived. I saw him.
And was his price so high that even
he
my...
He has terms... no price. Unless it is the price of love. Alterion, you said to me once, if the world holds nothing of value for me, what then? The man called Jesus is not of this world.
You must be demented. The fact that you stand here close to me shows that you've lost your senses.
I'm going to stay here.
Are you? Well, perhaps I can change your mind. I'll open the blinds, let in the light. There. Now, are you still going to stay?
Once you said, what kind of strength would give a man courage to face living death? I found courage like that. I found strength for both of us, and hope.
You talk of hope.
There is hope.
Say that when you've been here months alone. Despised, scorned, unclean, a leper.
Alterion, you've already learned this, that man may fail you. But you have yet to learn Jesus will never fail you. His love stands ready at your need. From the depths, he will help you mount to the stars. And so through the day and on into the night, and for many days thereafter, I taught him what Jude taught me. Sometimes he listened. Sometimes he turned his back. Sometimes he sat silent and morose. And then one day I heard him say aloud,
I have received from thy hand a cross. I will bear it even unto my death.
And I looked up where the moon still hung in the splendor of the sky, and one star still burned bright. It was the morning star of hope. I knew then Jude would come.
But it was I, Nerissa, who heard Jude first when he reached Edessa, and I needed most to listen to his words.
I say to you then, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Love not alone in word or tongue, but in deed. Go now in peace and do likewise.
He was only a shabby man, speaking to a group of shabby people at the side of the road. But I stood there, rooted to the ground, when I heard his words. Love not alone in word or tongue, but in deed. Oh, Alterion, my husband, if only I had heard those words before. But it's not too late, it's still possible. I can still help him. And so we were together again in the palace when Basil stood before us. With Jude.
To Alterion, I have brought the tablet, forgotten on the hill in Bethania.
Basil's drawing tablet?
You remember Alterion?
You remember how I told you I tried to sketch the face of Jesus?
Look at the tablet, Alphelion.
But there's something on it.
What? It's the face of Jesus.
Let me see it. I beg you, let me look at it closely. Yes. Let me put my hands on the lines of his face.
Speak to him now, Alphelion. If you can live again for him, ask him to make you clean.
No. I ask only that my faith may never waver. And my life is his to do with as he pleases.
Then I ask him that you be cleansed. That you may serve him here and now as king of Edessa. I ask his mercy.
Alphelion!
Look at your hands.
They're clean again. My arms are healed. I am well.
Where once hung a portrait in a palace, now hangs a cross. Where the people of Edessa once walked in poverty, they walk now in the riches of heaven. And at sunset one day, we stood on a high hill, Larissa and Alphelion and I, and we saw Jude go south and west to Persia to preach, to teach, and to heal. We knew somehow we would never see him again, but we knew too, where Jude once walked, no man would ever despair. Through him, to the Son of God, all things are possible.